Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the state of retail after Thanksgiving and heading into Christmas. Brian Wachter will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Larry Mathias, Warren Hardy, and Chuck Muth. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Brian Wachter. He is Director of Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay, so Thanksgiving. Success?
You know, 2013 will probably go down as the redefinition of what a consumer is, especially for holiday shopping. National indications look that the weekend shopping in brick and mortar was down about 2.7%. The West Coast was actually up about 6%. But we have a redefinition of how folks are shopping, and they're doing it in so many different ways that the metrics that we're using to keep track are probably a little behind the times. With Cyber Monday yesterday, more than a third of all purchases were made on mobile technology. So people are using their cell phones, their tablets, and that's just something that we haven't quite embraced as quickly as we need to. 2009, 3 million people used mobile technology to make purchases. Yesterday, that number was closer to 30 million.
You know, it really is stunning. I mean, if you go back, you know, I watched Babylon 5 and Star Trek, and you look at old things, and you kind of go, boy, they invented this technology. I mean, look, there's a cell phone. Look, there's a tablet. You know?
Absolutely. Well, and the different things that the folks are doing with that new technology and how they're embracing it, it's neat to see that in a kind of a real-world setting. Some of the technology that some of the companies are going to be using or announced that they're going to be using is just astounding. I imagine it's kind of what it was like during the space race a little bit, is you got to see the innovation in real time and watch the idea form and then you know, have the end result. So it's fascinating.
Except this time it's in color and it's much faster. You're
imagine.
Not watching a guy, Neil Armstrong, coming down off a spacecraft one step at a time
right.
to land on the moon. It was pretty slow going. Exciting, but pretty slow going.
And those are just some of the awe-inspiring. Retail has always led the way in some of the more radical innovations that we've had, especially when it comes to purchasing barcodes, packaging. All of those were inventions from the retail side, and we use them and don't think of them as anything special today, but they were groundbreaking when they happened. And so it's fun to see, you know, what the new innovations are.
You know, it's very interesting you say that, because in the early 1900s, department stores were incredibly innovative, because people would go to a department store, they'd spend 2 hours shopping, they'd leave.
Right.
And so they said, okay, let's put in a lunch counter. And so people would go shop for 2 hours, they'd have lunch, they'd shop for another 2 hours. They said, you know what, let's put in a piano player in the afternoon and serve tea. And so now it became 2 hours shopping, lunch, 2 hours, more shopping, tea, and maybe another hour or two of shopping. And they found ways to extend, just as the gaming industry is finding all different ways to extend your length of stay at a property. So yes, retail has been innovative for 100-odd years.
You know, and we've been around forever as far as, you know, bartering and retail. But it's amazing to see the things that have kind of come back. You know, you read the history accounts of Macy's and the things that they were doing and the department stores and how new retailers are going back to that old model of providing more of a department store type setting. We have retailers now who are bringing in local boutiques into their stores and giving them square footage to be able to promote those local products. And it really just provides more of a community feel to it. So it's fun to watch.
And it's exactly because now that shopping is available everywhere because of online, how do you maintain a bricks and mortar building? Well, you have to have staff that are knowledgeable, that are helpful. You can't just walk into a store and just wander around now, because if that store does that without an online presence, they're going to be gone.
Well, that's the experience that you get from shopping at a brick and mortar. And you get that hands-on. You get to be able to talk to someone who has been trained in those products and is there to answer those questions. And really, it's become a bit of an issue. We call it showcasing, where you walk into an electronics store and you use the expertise of that associate and that team member, and you get all your questions answered, and then you jump on your phone or you go home and get online. And that's really been a model that retail brick and mortar has had to evolve into, and I think it's been successful. We have a lot of brick and mortars who have very large internet presence and a lot of .com shopping, and it's unique to see how companies are answering both of those.
Well, and it's interesting too when you say, you know, for example, you know, iPhones, you know, that's something that everybody uses to go online, buy things online, whatever. But when you first get that phone, if you're over a certain age, the first thing you do is sign up for the iPhone store.
Right.
So that you've got people there that can help you put all your stuff into your phone and make it work for you.
And, you know, and that seems to be a model that's working, is you need the folks who are trained to be able to get the most out of it. I mean, I myself, I'm part of that younger generation. We're supposed to be experts, but you learn new tricks and new hacks and easy ways of managing things, and even we're discovering new things to do. And so it's that innovation. It's an exciting time, I think, to be in retail.
Were you surprised about the blowback for retailers opening on Thanksgiving?
You know, last year in 2012, 35 million people shopped on Thanksgiving. Last week, that number was 45 million. So we had a 27% increase in the number of people that shopped on Thanksgiving. Retail is really trying to answer the consumer demand as far as when consumers want to shop and providing that opportunity. 14% of shoppers are now done with their Christmas shopping, and that's the highest number we've had in a long time. And we've really had to expand the deals, the bargaining, the window that consumers are using to shop, and that's just answering more of that same question. And as long as consumers want that and demand that, then our retailers will offer that service.
Well, you know, as somebody who worked in the broadcasting industry and the nightclub industry before that, I worked every holiday that there ever was. You just had a different day to have your holiday. You were grateful for the extra hours and the work. You didn't worry about whether it was Thanksgiving, you know, or Christmas.
With Nevada's almost 9.5% unemployment, and we're in much better shape than we were 3 years ago. And we've actually dropped. It's amazing to realize we've dropped unemployment about 5% over that same period. And so more people are back in work. And retail expected about 7,000 folks would find seasonal work. But you really have to, as an employer, offer your employees the flexibility. And I think, for the most part, our retailers do that. And you look for people that want to work those days, want the extra hours, want the holiday pay or the overtime. And folks are we haven't heard that many complaints from employees.
Not from the employees. Let's take a break. More with Brian Wachter when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brian Wachter. He's the Director of Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. So, interesting comment on Facebook from the editor of the Reno Gazette Journal, who said, "I love to see a four-pound newspaper." And that was Thanksgiving Day, or I guess the day before Thanksgiving,
okay,
when all the inserts arrived. With newspaper circulation going down, online newspaper reading going up, what is the future for those inserts?
Retail is really going to make sure that we're reaching to all the demographics, and so I think we'll continue to see those ads in newspapers, especially on those big holidays where I think folks buy the paper, especially to make sure that they get all of the ads. But more and more retailers are looking to the internet to provide a really large database of what those ads are. There are ad hoc companies that are created just on Black Friday that categorize the ads and let you compare them, and deals that are online exclusive, or you get your emails. And so you're really trying to answer that question of where are consumers getting their information from. And I think while subscriptions are down for newspapers everywhere, there's still a growing segment of folks that continue to get their news from.
You know, it's interesting to see the planning that families put into action for shopping on these big holidays. You know, this person's going to go into electronics, this one's going to go into grocery. I mean, they're going to meet at the checkout counter.
You know, and I can talk from personal experience. I have my own marching orders from my wife on Thanksgiving, and, you know, you're to go into Toys R Us and you're to go into the electronics, and I need this list. And it's really an experience, I think, more than anything. Is you know, we do big Thanksgiving lunch lunch, but then we move into that evening, really looking forward to that experience. And it's just a fun thing to do, and I think a lot of folks agree.
A lot of people who watch these folks are political types, business types, educational types, but they all want to bargain. Mm-hmm. So here's the big question, Mr. Wachter, which is, you know, Thanksgiving is not necessarily the best time to get the bargains. There are other times, you know, for example, electronics. When would be the best time you want to buy that big screen TV?
You know, I think it is really going to depend on what you're looking for personally. And part of that, I think, the bargain
personally,
hunting.
Personally, an 80-inch. But I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Those are be fun to watch someone push one of those in a cart. No, we have really looking at consumers driving those. And so the deals and the bargains, you're going to be able to find in lots of different times of the year. I think they're more concentrated now. And so I think there are a lot more emphasis placed on some of those higher end. I know in one of the largest retailers in the country, 2 million televisions were purchased on Thanksgiving and over the Black Holiday weekend. So it's fascinating to see what you look at, what types of deals. One of the bigger sellers is now Home Goods, washcloths and towels to be specific. Folks are entertaining or they're looking for personal items to spruce up. And so you've seen a movement away from just maybe gifts towards things that are on sale that you need on a daily basis. And that's been an interesting phenomenon.
Also interesting is shopping centers, both in Las Vegas and in Reno. You are seeing new shopping centers being built, massive ones. The one out in Summerlin there by Red Rock is finally coming to fruition. You're seeing that the Tivoli one that's there on Rampart,
right?
That is expanding again. In Reno, you've seen Simon Mall's refurbished Meadowood Mall, which is 30 years old, but was starting to decay because the other two new malls, the first new malls in 30 odd years, if you can imagine that,
right?
We're taking away a lot of business.
You know, I think we have to get to a point where we're encouraging business to not only open more locations, and with those locations comes additional taxes and fees that support government, but it also comes with additional employees that are needed, not only in construction, but ongoing to keep those stores open. So we really have to make sure that we're creating an environment where it's beneficial for everyone to do that. And even a remodel or innovating an existing space takes an investment into the community, an investment in time, and we really should be encouraging an atmosphere that encourages that investment.
And I think, you know, we all have to be optimistic that going into 2014, we're going to see a lot of reimagining retail business just the way we are seeing everything.
Well, like any industry, retail reinvents itself on a continual basis. The idea is to make sure that we're making businesses and employers comfortable and wanting to put that investment out there. And that's what we need to be doing.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Happy shopping. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Frame the special moments of your life with handcrafted furniture from Stickley. Lovingly made by hand. Providing comfort, beauty, and plenty of glamorous elbow room. Stickley, made for life. See the entire Stickley collection at Ennis Fine Furniture.
The best home improvement investment money can buy, saves the most money in heating and cooling, adds curb appeal and is self-cleaning, new lifetime guaranteed replacement windows and doors from DeBell Home Improvement Center. Double and triple pane windows offering solid strength, security, more comfort in styles of bay, bow, double hung, and slider. Entry doors of fiberglass are still up to 8 feet high. Call for a free preview now, 826-6444. Receive green energy barrier attic insulation with window purchase now.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Larry Mathias is here, the former head of the Nevada State Medical Association, Warren Hardy with the Hardy Group, and Chuck Muth heads up Citizen Alert. Pleasure to have you all here on the program. So even though it's a few days ago, the New York Times did this massive piece on the failures of the Obamacare website. I mean, it was astonishing at how bad this rollout really was.
No, it wasn't astonishing, but it was very bad, and there are plenty of people to blame for it. It's been an easy thing for everybody to understand how bad it's been, because everybody has interactions on the Internet and know that it's not that difficult to get a lot of these things done. And indeed, in Nevada, I mean, the Obamacare rollout disaster hasn't affected those states that have their own individual exchanges and contracts. Ours is working as it was intended to work. The real issues about Obamacare haven't yet really been addressed. Those are coming, and those are about what kind of mix of coverages is this going to be. Jefferson, when he wrote Madison from Paris, when they're working on the Constitution, and he said, is the patch commensurate with the whole? And the question is, are the problems in the healthcare system repaired or made worse by the accumulation of stuff that's in the Affordable Care Act? And we haven't even started on that road yet.
Warren?
Great points. I mean,
now you were there when Jefferson wrote that.
Yeah, I was there when Jefferson wrote that. No, I think Larry hit the nail right on the head. I think it's sort of ironic. I think it's probably the White House was probably thrilled with the, if the truth be known, with the problems with the rollout, because that's taken the attention from what the real problems are going to be. I think fundamentally the real problems are going to be at some point. People, I'll bet you if you ask 50% of the public out there, they think they're getting free health care. And so, you know, when folks start really realizing what this is all about, that's when the problems are going to hit.
But
the rollout's just no big deal.
You know, I've said this before on the program, but most people, when they get their paycheck, they see $30 or $40 taken out for their health insurance, and they think that's what their health insurance costs. Mm-hmm. When in fact, the companies are paying way more than that per person for the health care coverage, and that I think is the real shocker.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm familiar with a small business family who said that they had a catastrophic policy because they had small children and a small business. It was $600 a month for a high deductible policy, $10,000 deductible. He got that canceled, now he's paying $900 a month for a $9,000 deductible, and it doesn't cover as many things. The tip of the iceberg with the rollout.
And for those who are in group health coverage and have had it, they don't get into the queue for the Obamacare this year in 2014. It's going to be 2-3 years down the road, and that's going to be when the ship is really going to be hitting the iceberg.
Chuck, I would imagine that you at least approve of the part of Obamacare that says that it's the private insurance industry that actually gets to provide the service and will actually make money off this thing eventually.
Well, here's the fundamental mistake they made, was try to put the government in charge of anything. I mean, we all should have seen this coming. And I agree with both these gentlemen. The rollout is the least, that's their high watermark. It's only going to get worse from here. What they should have done was to allow people to buy insurance across state lines. That was the first thing that they probably should have done. That was something proposed by then Congressman John Shattuck many years ago that no one ever wanted to go to. And let's not forget the political aspects of this, because you can't take the politics out of it. When this bomb explodes and everybody really, really gets hurt, Not a single Republican voted for it, and that will have an effect at the ballot box next November. This is a huge issue coming down the pike, politically speaking.
Do you think it's more that people are familiar with the web and buying things on the web and knowing how these big companies operate, the Googles and, the Amazons, et cetera, that they see the stupidity in the way that this thing was done more than they really understand the whole healthcare side of things?
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. I don't think it's a... people are looking at what has happened here, and you can't help but compare it to going to the Department of Motor Vehicles. This is what happens when you let government run an operation like this. They don't do anything well, and to put our entire... a sixth of our economy, our healthcare system, into the hands of the federal government was just colossally stupid, and we're going to pay for it down the road. I mean, it's coming. It's only going to get worse. It's not going to get any better.
So what Chuck is saying is essentially you need to put Bruce Breslow in charge of this because he will make Obamacare better in the same way he made the DMV better.
Yeah, well, the rollout was better in Nevada and all that, but, there's fundamental problems with it that, the president said if you want, that's the political problem, right, for the president, as he said, if you want it, you can keep it. Well, that seems like an easy answer, right? You just go back and keep that promise. The problem is if you do that, the whole process crumbles. You can't let people keep their own. You have to have these young folks come into the program or it actuarially does not work.
The most radical reach by the federal government in this whole process has been that it now regulates all health insurance. It doesn't regulate any other insurance products. The states are going to implement those regulations. It's going to affect every kind of health insurance, not just those on the exchange. As we work through all of that, what insurance is available, and the rules by it are now at the federal level. That's the time at which we're going to evaluate whether or not this policy works. It's going to be a couple of years.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. The great staff at Absolute Dental will help you get the wider, brighter, and healthier smile you've been looking for with your insurance benefits for 2013. And if you don't have insurance, they can work out a special low payment plan. Now that's something to smile about. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Every year, thousands are killed in car crashes caused by drunk drivers. But equally sad is the number of people left behind, the mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters whose lives are forever changed. Keep your family in mind this holiday season. Don't drink and drive.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. Let's keep our community safe this holiday season. Please don't drink and drive. If you do partake, designate a driver or call a cab. From the offices of Kathleen Sigurdson, we wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Black Friday is back.
If you were traveling or out of town over the Thanksgiving weekend and missed out on our Black Friday doorbusters,
we've got some great news. Black Friday is back.
This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
you can still take an additional 21% off our guaranteed low prices.
On living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, take an extra 21% off.
Black Friday is back. This weekend only, but it's all over Sunday night at 8 at More Furniture for Less.
The Sierras were made for snow, and Subaru is made for the Sierras. With symmetrical all-wheel drive to get you where you really want to go. Buy or lease any new Subaru between now and January 1st and get two season passes to Sierra at Tahoe. With 480 inches of annual snowfall and nationally ranked terrain parks, Sierra at Tahoe is a true California ski and snowboard experience. Visit SubaruTahoe.com for your local participating Subaru dealer. Subaru, the official vehicle of Sierra at Tahoe.
Next broadcast, Carol Velardo of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.